But that's the promise of the Father.
那就是父所应许的。
That the Holy Spirit would catch us up into that world and prepare us for that world and teach us how to live in both worlds.
预备好我们，让并且教我们怎么样生活在这两个世界。
Jesus himself lived in both worlds.
耶稣自己就生活在两个世界。
Turn to John 3.
我们来看约翰福音第三章。
I hope this comes out in Chinese. It's very clear in English.
我希望在中文里面，中文圣经讲出来，在英文是很清楚的。
Verse 13.
第十三节。约翰福音第三章十三节。除了从天降下，仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。
No man has ascended up to heaven.
没有人升过天。
But the one that came down from heaven, that's Jesus.
只有一位从天降下来，这就是耶稣。
So he came down from heaven. He was standing there talking to him.
所以他是从天降下来，他站在那里跟他们说话。
He was the Son of Man, Jesus.
甚至人子耶稣。然后他说
，Which is in heaven?
他仍旧在天。
I'm here, but I'm there too.
我在这里，但是我也在那里。
Isn't that tremendous?
这是不是很了不起的事情
？He lived in both worlds at the same time.
他同时活在两个世界里面。
Sometimes we can spend a few days in both worlds. We're here doing our things at the same time.
有时候我们可以有几天的时间，也同时在两个世界。虽然我们在做自己的事情。
Sometimes that's why we set ourselves into a retreat or a conference or something to try to spend some time in the other world.
这就是为什么我们有时候有退休会或者是特会。
It's such a world of peace and harmony.
就是要在那个世界里面过几天，因为在那个世界里面有很大的平安、喜乐、爱。那是一个很健康的世界
health, spiritual health,
心理的健康
physical health,
属灵的健康 health. 身体的健康
People gather together
人们聚集在一起
in a crusade,
去参加大会
Many people can be healed and helped and changed,
很多人可以得到帮助得医治他们的生命永远的改变
Because there's power in that promise there's
因为在那个应许当中是有能力的在神奇妙的圣灵当中是有能力总是在帮助的而不是摧毁的
Always to makeTo help us in things.
他总是要在帮助我们度过一些事情。
And so, both worlds are there.
所以两个世界都在那里。
And the one that believes in Jesus Christ,
相信耶稣基督的人
little by little, if not all at once,
渐渐的，即使不是一下子就有了，渐渐的会意识到
the other world is real.
另外一个世界是真的。
And the Father said, "I'm going to send."My spirit.
我要差遣我的圣灵
And I'm not going to leave those few little people you have following you.
我不会留下你们所留下的这几个人紧紧的跟随你们然后让这些人就这样死去
Everything you gave your life for on the cross fall into complete destruction.
你一生所摆上的不会因为你钉十字架了就完全毁灭了
I'm not going to let that happen, my son.
我的儿子我不会让这个发生
I'm sending.Someone else.
我要差遣另外一位。
I promise you.
我跟你答应。
That when you get through and come here.
当你做完了，你来到这里。
I shall send him back, and you will direct him what to do with every one of your children.
我会差遣他回去，你会指导他要怎么样做在你每一个孩子身上。
When to just watch and be close.
什么时候我要帮助，什么时候就是要在旁边看着。
When to let them struggle and learn.
什么时候让他们挣扎学习。
And he's always under the direction of Jesus Christ.
他总是在耶稣基督的指示下。
As Jesus said, I don't do my own will, I do what the Father tells me.
就像耶稣讲说，我不是按着自己的意思，我是按着父告诉我的来做。
So the Holy Spirit will come.
所以圣灵会来。
And he will take the things of Jesus and show them to us.
他会把耶稣的事情指示我们。
And he will be directed by Jesus. He won't direct himself.
由耶稣基督来指示他，他不会自己指示自己，他不求自己的荣耀。
He wants to glorify Jesus.
他想要荣耀耶稣。
And this is that promise of the Father that happened the day on Pentecost that Peter was talking about.
这就是彼得所讲的在五旬节的时候所发生的事情。
This is it.
他说这就是了。
This is that.
这就是那个。
This is that which was promised.
这就是那所应许的。
And it's promised all through scriptures that. The Holy Spirit would come.
在圣经里面一直应许着圣灵会来到。
And there's a beautiful promise in Joel.
在约珥书有一个美的应许。
And Peter quotes part of it that day.
那天彼得也引用了那段经文一部分。
This is that which was promised.
这就是所应许的。
This was what was told us way back in the prophets.
这就是在先知书里面很早就告诉我们的。
In Acts 2.
在使徒行传第二章。
In verse 16,
第十六节,
this is that.
这正是,
I have a book about that thick.
我有一本书差不多这么厚,
big book.
很大的书,
and the name of that book is This is That.
这本书的书名就是说这正是,
and it's a story of the life of Amy Semple McPherson, who had such wonderful ministry and saw so many, many, many miracles.
那本书就是讲到一个一个传福音的人，他叫 Amy Semple McPherson， 他有很奇妙、很奇妙的释放了很多很多的神迹。
What happened? Where they happened? When they happened? Who they happened with?
那本书上就讲到有哪些神迹发生在谁的身上，发生了什么事情。那这个书的书名就是说，这正是。
And that's what Peter said.
这就是彼得所说的。
But he was quoting.
但是他在引用。
This is that, and it is quoting.
这正是，然后他就引用。
Chapter.
引用约珥书所说的。
Shall come to pass in the last days, say God, I will pour out my spirit.
神说在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌。
Upon all flesh.
凡有血气的。
Black, white, yellow, red, purple, and whatever other color.
不管是黑的、黄的、红的、白的，不管是什么样的肤色。
It doesn't make any difference.
没有任何差别。
Any culture, any language.
任何的文化、任何语言。
All flesh.
凡有血气的。
And your sons and your daughters.
你们的儿女。
They shall prophesy.
他们要说预言。
Young man shall see visions, old man shall see dreams.
老年人要做异梦。
And on my servants, on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy.
在那些日子，
我
要向我的灵浇灌。
Signs in heaven above,
他们就要说预言，在天上我要显出奇事，在地下
fire and vapor and smoke.
我要显出神迹，有血，有火，有烟雾。
This is that.
这就是。
And now that came.
而现在那个来到了。
And this was promised to the Father.
这是父所应许的。
And way back there before.
早在很久以前。
Hundreds of years, thousands of years.
好几百年，好几千年以前。
We don't know when he promised it to his son.
我们不晓得他什么时候跟他的儿子这样应许的。他的儿子知道。
He said he's going to come.
他说这个会来到。
I'm going to pray my father. He's going to tell me.
我会求父。
I promised it.
I'm
going to give it.
他说我已经答应了，我会给。
I'm going to send him. My father's going to send him.
我会接受，我会差遣他。
And you're never going to be alone.
他会和你们在一起，你们绝对不会孤单。
Anytime, any place.
任何时候，任何地方，不管你在哪里。
Now that doesn't mean nothing's ever going to happen to you.
这不意味着你不会身上不会遭遇到什么事情。
I mean, if nothing ever happens, you'd never have to holler help.
如果你从来就没有发生什么事情，你就不必去求助了。
And so we'd never know what a wonderful helper he is.
是这样子的话，我们就永远不会晓得他是多么奇妙的帮助者。
That would be a shame, wouldn't it?
这样子的话，你会觉得。
But we do find out what a wonderful helper he is.
但是我们确实发现了他是何等奇妙的帮助者。
Time after time,
after time. 一次又一次，一次又一次。
I have a friend.
我有一位朋友。
He had an old car.
他有一辆老车子。
And he was going to a meeting.
他要去参加一个聚会。
And on the way to the meeting.
在聚会的路上。
The car broke down. He had to preach that night.
他的车子坏了，那天晚上他应该要讲道。
And it wouldn't go, and it wouldn't go, and it wouldn't start, and it wouldn't start.
那个车子就是不会动，没有办法发动。
So he put down the top of the motor, and
所以他就把车盖盖起来。
And he just took hold of the string and says, Lord Jesus, help!
他就喊着说
I can't do it, you do it.
他说就喊着主耶稣你来帮忙，我做不到你来做。
Turned on the key and started fine. Took him all the way there, no problem at all.
然后他又把车子发动了，然后就这样开，就开到那边一点问题都没有。
And on the way back,
在回来的路上
he ran out of gasoline.
他没有汽油了。
Way out in the Arizona desert.
在亚利桑那州的沙漠那边。
God, I need help.
神啊，我需要帮助。
Will you put some gasoline in my car?
请你把一点汽油放在我的车里，好不好
？Didn't hear anything. Didn't see anything.
他没有听到什么，也没有看到什么，他又再喊了。
He called a third time, please, God.
神啊，拜托啊。
God said, start your motor.
神说，你来发动。发动你的引擎。
Vroom, it went, took him all the way home.
然后一开，又把他一路带回家了。
He didn't see anything.
他没有看到什么。
Isn't that lovely?
这是不是很美呢？这是真的发生的事情。是我朋友跟我讲的。
He was poor. He didn't have the money.
他很穷，他没有钱。
But he had God.
但是他有神。
Now, aren't you kind of glad it happened?
你会不会很高兴这样的事发生呢
？God could just take care of it. You wouldn't have to have. But it's nice to know, hey, I've got someone here that helps.
神本来也可以把事情都处理得好好的，但是你事情发生了，你才会知道说，哦，有一位在帮助我。你知道，你不晓得神本来也是机械方面，他也很行的。
Pastor and Mrs. Beal.
有一个牧师 Beal.
From Detroit.
他是来自底特律的。
We're on our way to Dallas.
他要去达拉斯。
This was about 30 years ago.
这差不多是30年前的事。
They had those old propeller planes and they weren't very secure.
那个时候他们是有引擎推进的
飞机
不是非常安全他必须那天晚上到聚会
a large congregation is a conference for waiting for them.
那边有一个很大的特会很多人在等着他
and on the way, Pastor Beal went to sleep.
在那个路上那位牧师他睡着了
tried to rest a little.
他想要休息一下
and both motors quit.
两个引擎都停了
And they could not get them started.
那些人没有办法让那个引擎再发动。
They tried everything.
他们什么都试过了。
Down, 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 they were coming. So they began to prepare the people on the plane for a crash landing.
所以飞机就这样子一直降下，所以他们就在预备大家要紧急迫降。
They saw him sleeping, so they woke him up. Said, "Look, get ready. We're going down. We're going."
那些人看到那个牧师在睡觉，说：“哎，我们现在这个飞机要降下去了。
And it's not a planned landing.
这个不是我们正常的降落。
He said, "But I've got to get to church tonight."
他说：“但是我们今天我今天要定到教会。
We're better camp, but we've got to go down to prepare yourself." He said,
他说：“我们没有办法，我们要迫降了。
I have a service tonight."
他说：“我没有办法预备自己，我今晚一定要去聚会了。
Please."
那那种跟他说你不要太不要太激动。
Dallas tonight, I tell you.
我今天晚上一定要到达拉斯，我告诉你了。
We can't help but the motors are
starting. 我们没有办法，这个引擎坏了。
In the name of Jesus Christ, you motors get going now.
引擎现在就发动。
Both of them were going.
然后引擎又好了。
And he got to his service on time.
他就准时到他的聚会去。
There's another world.
那是另外一个世界。
I'm going to send my spirit.
我要差遣我的圣灵。
And he did.
他确实这样做了。
And he's here.
他在这里。
And the more we stop totally believing in sight and begin to believe in the invisibles.
我们越不再完全凭着所看见的来相信，越来越看见的。
For God reigns in His kingdom.
越来越相信神那个看不见的世界，就是神在他的神国中掌权的。你的生命就越会改变。
There'll be some things you won't do when you realize. I guess I won't go there.
当你明白这样子的时候，有些事情你就不会做。你说，我不去那里了。
With you.
因为他和你一起去。
They're going with you.
他和你一起去。
You go to that place, they're going to go too.
你去那个地方，他也会去。
If you get to talking those kind of things, they're going to sit there and listen to you.
如果你讲那些话的话，他会坐在那里听你的。
Let's change the subject, shall we?
我们换一个话题吧。
Yes, it will change some things as you realize.
是的，这会改变一些事情。当你明白
，We are born of God.
我们已经由神生了。
We are born a spirit creature.
我们生下来，我们是有灵的人。
With a new birth and a new life.
我们有一个，我们是新的降生，有新的生命。
And whether we realize it or not, every born again Christian is living in two worlds.
不管我们自己有没有察觉，每一个重生的基督徒都活在两个世界里面。
Sad to say.They don't become very conscious of the greater world of light.
人们并没有很意识到那个更大的光的世界。
They're so conscious of this world of shadows and darkness.
我们都很意识到这个黑暗的、充满了阴影的世界。
But so unconscious of the other world that's with us all the time.
但是却没有意识到那个一直跟我们在一起的世界。
It's called a cloud of witnesses. They're always with us.
圣经上讲说有云彩般的见证人，他们时时都和我们在一起。神的天使从来就不会离开我们。
They're always taking care of God's children.
总是在照顾着神的孩子。
Each one of you has the finest nannies that ever lived.
你们每一个人都有一位最好的保姆。
And they take care of you under orders.
他们是受了命令在照顾着你。
And if it's not supposed to happen, it won't happen.
若是不应该发生的事情就不会发生。
In a sense, for the Christians living in God, there are no happenstances.
就一方面来讲，活在神里面的基督徒并没有偶发的事件。
It's all planned and taken care of.
一切都是计划好的，都是照顾好的。
And it's a wonderful life.
而这是一个很美好的生命。
I walked in both worlds for, well, just about 75 years.
我行在两个世界已经差不多75年了。
And it's been one wonderful walk.
这是一个很奇妙的生活。
This is that.
这就是了。
This is that.
这就是。
This is the promise of the Father.
这就是父所应许的。
This is that wonderful, wonderful gift, and no one can ever measure the glory and the value of it.
这就是那奇妙奇妙的赏赐，没有人能够衡量它的价值，衡量它的荣耀。这是父赐给子的，来照顾他的教会，在这看得见的世界里面。
Until we all join him in his world，
直到我们都加入他，进到他的世界，我们都会的。
That's the wonder of the Holy Spirit。
这就是圣灵的奇妙。
He's not pretentious。
他并不是假装的。
He doesn't show himself。
他不会表现自己。
He doesn't draw attention to himself.
他也不会让吸引别人去注意他自己。他不会说看我能做什么。
But he's always there.
但是他总是在那里。
He's always within reach of our voice.
他总是在我们声音可达到的范围。
You say, why doesn't he hear me when I call?
你会说，当我叫他的时候，他为什么不听呢？
How often do you call?
你有多常叫呢？
How often do you talk with him?
你有多常跟他说话呢？
Do you keep the doors of communication open?
你是否把沟通的门打开？
Or do you wait till the next problem and then try to call?
还是你等到下一次问题来了，你才试着去叫他？
The door of communication can remain so closed that there's no oil on the lock, and when you try to turn the handle, it won't turn.
有可能你的沟通的门都已经锁住了，但是所以你要想要把那个手把打开的时候都没有油，打不开了。
But try keeping the doors open.
但是试着把那个门保持开着。
Try learning to communicate.
试着学习沟通。
We talked last Sunday about singing. That's one way of talking with God.
我们上礼拜天有讲到，唱歌就是跟神讲话的方式之一。
Down in Argentina, many times we used to sing in tongues.
在阿根廷，我们常常用方言来唱歌。
Just for good practice.
单单就是好好练习一下。
We'll take a song we know.
我们会用一首我们知道的歌。
So we think we might be singing about that, but we're not sure.
所以我们在想，或许我们在唱的是那个，但是我们也不太肯定。
But that's what the scriptures mean.
但是那就是经文的意思。
Singing hymns.
要唱诗歌。
And psalms.
诗章颂词。
And spiritual songs.
灵歌。
Well, hymns are poetry set to music.
诗章就是把诗变成音乐。
Psalms are psalms set to music.
颂词就是把歌变成
音乐。What in the world are spiritual songs?
那么灵歌？
They're songs of the Spirit.
灵歌就是灵的歌。
Just expressing yourself freely unto God. You don't know what to say, but He knows all about it.
就是很自由地把你自己表达给神，你不晓得自己在说什么，但是神知道。
I haven't seen a good mother yet that couldn't interpret the prattle of her six-month-old baby.
我还没有看过哪一个 好母亲没有办法来诠释她六个月大的婴儿讲的话。
And I couldn't understand one word the baby was saying.
那个婴儿讲的一句话我都不懂。
你说，妈妈，爸爸。I said, Mama, did you hear that?
我说，妈妈，你听到了吗？
Mama's ears are very keen.
妈妈的耳朵是很敏锐的。
And they can hear what nobody else can hear.
其他人都听不到的时候，他们都听得见。
And when we speak out of our hearts,
当我们发自内心说的时候
we haven't learned the grammar very well, and we haven't,
我们文法学得不好,
we haven't learned the language very well,
我们语言学得不好,
but we can sure talk well.
但是我们当然能够讲得很好。
And he's got very keen ears.
他有很敏锐的耳朵。
And knows what we're saying.
知道我们在说什么。
This is that.
这正是。
This is the promise of the Father.
这是父所应许的。
This is a coming, that wonderful gift that God gave to His Son.
这就是神所赐给他儿子奇妙的赏赐来到了。
This is come, the servant of the King and the captain of the church.
这就是王的仆人教会的元帅。
God himself.
神自己。
He didn't trust it to an angel.
他没有把这个交托给天使。
He didn't say, this is Michael.
他没有说好这是米迦勒。
This is Uriel.
啊，这是加百列。
This is Gabriel. No, no, it's, this is the promise of the Father.
这是父所应许的。
That my spirit.
我的灵。
My spirit.
我的灵。
I will put upon them.
我要放在他们的身上。
And he shall be with them.
他会和他们同在，且要在他们的里面。
And he shall take them into another world,
会把他们带到另外一个世界。
That they may learn to live,
好让他们能够学习生活。
In the kingdom of heaven,
活在天国里面。
And when Jesus came, he preached, and John preached, and he told everyone else to preach, the kingdom of heaven has come.
他们传讲的都是天国已经来了，
kingdom,
一个新的国。
And it's not visible.
这是看不见的
But it's a new heaven.
但是是一个新的天
Thank the Lord.
感谢主
I'm so glad he's come.
我很高兴
I'm so glad that I learned that he came, that I heard about it.
我很高兴我已经知道了我虽然我已经听说过
And realized he had come,
当我明白他来了
my heart began to cry, come to me.
我的心就开始呼求着
Jesus,
临到我吧
Jesus, give him to me.
耶稣把他赐给我。
Let that one take over my life.
让那一位来掌管我的生命。
Let him direct me to the holy city.
让他引导我，把我带到圣城。让他来指引我。
Let him take care of me.
让他照顾我。
Because I need help.
因为我需要帮助。
I don't know about you.
我不晓得你们怎么样。
Some people don't think they need help.
有的人不认为他们需要帮助。
But I'm a perfect coward.
但是我是一个完完全全的懦夫。
I need help all the time.
我时时需要帮助。
And the more the better.
越多帮助越好。
I don't like this go it alone stuff and prove that you're great.
我不喜欢自己一个人去证明和自己很伟大。
If I try to prove that I'm great, all I prove is I am a great failure, that's all.
我如果证明自己很伟大，我所证明的只不过是我是一个很伟大的失败者。
But he has come.
但是他已经来了。
Thank you for coming.
谢谢你来了。
Thank you for keeping your promise as you always do.
谢谢你守了你所应许的，你向来都是这样。
Thank you for sending someone to this church that lives in such a far-off, tangible, material, materialistic world.
谢谢你差遣一位进到这个在远方、一个物质的、实质的世界里面。
To guide our steps and our over the path of the bridge.It takes us from the visible to the invisible.
来引导我们的脚步，使我们通过那座桥，从看得见的世界到看不见的世界。
From the kingdom of earth to the kingdom of heaven.
从地上的国进到天上的国。
To life practical to life spiritual.
从实际的生活进到属灵的生活。
Thank you for coming.
谢谢你来的。
Teach us your way.
将你的道指教我们。
Teach us your language.
将你的语言指教我们
Teach it to talk with you.
教导我们和你交谈
In psalms and hymns and spiritual songs
用诗章颂词灵歌
Making melody in our heart unto the Lord
心被恩感歌颂神
Even when we're alone or doing tasks around the house or in the job
即使当我们一个人独处在家里面或是在做一些工作在办公室里面
I pray
我求你将你的道指教我们
In Jesus' name
奉耶稣的名
失去光彩，何等喜悦！当我进入你心意，我全心成为你爱的宝座，在你荣耀光中，所有一切都失去光彩。
我尽快乐。
Thank you. Yeah.